Hola, this is Pablo. I'm gonna show you now some nice effects we had by playing with notes, shading notes with GLSL in real time. Now I'm walking a little bit through the level. You can see it right there, the nice mist effect, fog called also. That effect can be achieved in rendering with the mist option in the world settings, but that option doesn't work in GLSL right now, so I tried to find a way to fake that effect, and it was with shading notes. I'm gonna fly through now the level. You can see the effect working in real time. Nothing really fancy actually. Can see I can stop here, playing around with the objects. There, trees. Can see in real time, but now I'm gonna show you how to set it up. I'm gonna put the thing there. Let's start in a new level. Okay. There. Control X, erase all. Okay, we're gonna delete this cube at our nice monkey to play with. Susan, put it beauty, set mode, everything. Okay. Enable GLSL from the game menu. Go to now materials, add new, change settings there. They should change in real time, but nothing happens because I don't have enabled the texture view type there. Texture, now we can see. Not too much light, but we are not going to use lights in this demo anyway, so put it there. And okay, first we will enable nodes and materials. There, enabled. We go to the node editor. Enable them. Oh, the view is changed. Press home to center the view. There. Okay, we have our material node, our output node. We're gonna mix it to see the effects more quickly. We're gonna mix this material with a color, red, for example. There. Mix factor 1. And we're going to use what I always use is the geometry node, but in this case we are not going to use the geometry of these objects. We are going to use the camera data, so that's why we added a camera data input node. As you can see, if I can zoom in there, camera data, the last one is view distance. Can see there, you connect it to the factor and no effect. That's because we're using the three axis of the view distance, so we have to cut that. We added a mapping node to cut, and the three rows, that the first one is X, then Y, and then Z. If I change set, I can see a little bit, but I still have the first two axes in one, so I have to fix that. There, 0, 0, there. As you can see now, the effect when I zoom out is the material. When I zoom in, is just the plain color from the mix node. We can change the colors, everything, but it's not only colors what we can mix, but we can also mix materials, everything. I'm gonna add a color band, better to color ramp node to tweak this, make it more visual. As you can see now, set for default, make it more tight, then we can see the effect more rough. There. exactly. Okay, let's make it more tight. And it's another black dot there. You can see the effect when we zoom really out. In the middle it's the material, and when you zoom in, when we zoom in, it's the other material. Let's play a little bit. Let's add black, white, black, white. There. If you zoom in, black, then wow. Nice effect. Okay, let's get rid of this and add a material to mix it. Instead of the plain color, we can mix another material with totally different settings. Like this one is orange, and we can see there. But I'm gonna get rid of this color ramp node there. We can see the two materials mixing. Let's change the setting of this material to make it more clear. Let's make it tone. Why not? Tone shader. Totally different to the Lambert one. There. We zoom in, we see the tone shader. We zoom out, we see the Lambert of the other material. Nice. Let's add again our color ramp to make it more clear. Right there. Okay. Now we can see tone material, normal material, there. Okay, we can even play with the alpha. I use that for a trick I will show later on. The alpha, but nothing changing. They have to set the face to alpha first with the editing notes, my buttons, sorry. Texture face, alpha, there. Nothing happens. Oh, because they have the output, the alpha output in the notes is set to nothing. Once you use material notes, you have to set the alpha separately. It's not, doesn't care about the setting in the material. You have to set it there. So if I take this color ramp with the view distance factor as alpha, you will see that when I zoom in, goes alpha to 0, when I zoom out, alpha to 1. Really nice. Yeah, okay. Let's change this the setting a little bit more. Like Minard shader. Take off this alpha. Nice. Okay. Even shadeless. Two material, one shadeless material with another shade. Can mix really well. Okay, let's see this alpha example again so I can show you in game how we use it. This. Okay. There, piranha level loading. It's a little bit there. Entire level loaded in a couple of seconds. Well, okay. And I press P now. Oh, I'm gonna fly through these leaves. You can, well, you can't actually see really well the effect because of the popping of the alpha. You can see a little bit. I'm gonna show you in game better. I'm gonna duplicate. Yeah, I'm gonna duplicate the leaves, the tree, a little bit. Move it to another layer. Better to have less. Okay, there. Yeah. Okay, once I have it there, let's set it to alpha because it's clip alpha, if I'm not wrong. Let me go there, texture, oh yeah, it's clip alpha, so I have to set it to alpha, copy the mode, no, the transparent, okay, let's play, let's see the effect. Okay, well, you will see it when I go through the leaves, they become transparent, the alpha goes to 0, like in the example with the monkey, That's very nice to avoiding the blocking the view of the player. Nice effect. Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, that's it. That's pretty much it. It's there are two uses we are using for this vector. View camera vector. It's really useful. You see the bloomy effect fading. It's really nice. It's real time. It doesn't take too much resources. Also, it's really light. That's it.